Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foodstuffs with me, your host, Tim Cont. Wait, what? No, Tim is in Australia for the next 2 weeks, so I'm taking over for Foodstuffs, brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Now with four locations, the new one just opened up in the Central West End, and the fifth soon to come in Ballpark Village.
Foodstuffs.
Valentine's Day. There are some Starbucks secret menu items that are Valentine's Day inspired drinks, like the chocolate covered strawberry frappuccino, the conversation heart frappuccino, and the love bean frappuccino. They say these are on Starbucks' unofficial secret menu, but depending on the barista, you might have to just explain how to make it. And some of them seem very complicated and high maintenance, so do it at your own risk, is what I'm saying.
Do you think they keep the secret menu around just to kind of create more buzz? Is that the...
Oh, absolutely. And a couple of these, like the Conversation Heart Frappuccino, they say are so popular just solely because of Instagram. You know?
It looks good in a picture.
Yep. Yes. And speaking of looking good in a picture, Jenna Fischer was back in town for the All-Star game this weekend, and I just loved looking at her Instagram account over the weekend. She went to the soda fountain at Union Station and took a picture next to one of their giant milkshakes. And Ellie Kemper, who's also from St. Louis and was also on The Office, said, "I want to be there," or something to that effect. So now, all these people who follow Jenna Fischer on Instagram, when they finally come to visit St. Louis, they're all headed to the soda fountain because those shakes are certainly gram-worthy. Super Bowl foods. New survey. I feel like we did one of these last week, too. Most popular food and most popular drink for the Super Bowl. What do you think?
I would say most popular would be the chicken, the buffalo wings.
I think that's a good bet. I would say guacamole. Yep.
Chips and dip, number one.
Chips and dip, it was close.
Wings, number two. Yeah. And pretty close. And then pizza, and then, number three.
And then drink is beer.
It's number two.
Mojito.
Mojito. White Claw.
Yeah. Spike seltzer.
No, people have to work in the morning. It's soda, you guys. Soda, beer, iced tea, wine, and whiskey.
Foodstuffs.
Need to move that whiskey up the list.
Just a little bit. Maybe you single-handedly can do that this year.
If I even watch the Super
Bowl. Depends on who's winning.
By the way, speaking of events and food, did you see the Big As Your Head toasted ravioli from the All-Star weekend here in town?
It is as big as your head.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. They were serving it at Enterprise Center, right? They had a whole All-Star menu, including like one giant toasted rav that was ginormous. It was huge. And Big As Your Head ravioli is appropriately named. All right, let's talk about another head, Baby Yoda. Hertz Donut. There's a Hertz Donut in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they started offering a new donut last week for Star Wars fans, specifically Mandalorian fans, because we all love the Baby Yoda. It looks like a long John, but they kind of clipped the bottom corners
and the look.
And they decorated it with green frosting and white ears and giant black eyes to look like, they call them the baby Dodas. D-O-U-G-H. The baby Dodas are ready to go home with you. And they call them Dodas because if they called a baby Yoda, they'd get totally sued for everything they own and would go out of business. So that's Hertz Donut in Oklahoma. And how about this? There are many vegetarians and vegans who do not eat meat, but let's be honest, love some bacon. Because who don't? There's a new patch to help you. Much like quitting smoking, there is a patch to help you quit bacon. And it's being used over in England. They say it's a patch you wear on your arm, much like a nicotine patch. But when you get a craving, it's a scratch and sniff patch. Oh. And you scratch it and it smells like bacon, which I call stink on this because that's what makes me crave bacon is
even
the
more
smell
yeah.
of it, mm-hmm. right? You smell bacon and then you want bacon. They say studies have shown that scent can reduce food cravings. And our sense of smell is strongly connected to our ability to taste. Therefore, just smelling it, you imagine eating it, and then you might find yourself not needing to eat the bacon.
I needed that for some kind of scratch and sniff patch for patisserie.
Patisserie.
Yeah, patisserie shops in Paris. That would have helped because I went there a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God I have a gluten allergy because I think if I went to Paris, I would like gain 80 pounds in a week.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the food was fantastic when I was there last week, but that was what I said. If I lived here, I'd be 400 pounds. I'd be huge. I mean, it was so much bread product and all
but
of it
everyone
is really
good. There was that one book, like French women, I think it was called like French Women Don't Get Fat or something, about how they...
Because you walk so long?
No, they like treat themselves, but they do enjoy patisserie or they have like croissants or whatever every day or pretty often mm-hmm. to the point where they don't binge on it. They don't go overboard because they just enjoy a little bit.
It's
they
that.
Have a little wine and a little pastry every day and they're fine.
It's that and portion control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need to buy some smaller plates, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, there were a few places we went where it's like, I'll take some coffee, and basically you get like a little espresso cup. And it's like, okay. I did say some coffee, so that's what I got.
Stuffs.
Some coffee.
That's been Foodstuffs. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is Home 37, the high, and unfortunately, doesn't look like the sun is coming out like yesterday. That made a world of difference to me. I felt like a new person. I haven't felt that way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.